We abide in Christ, the living vine, October 9. God prunes us to make us more fruitful. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John 15:2. Those who will walk closely in the footsteps of their self-sacrificing, self-denying Redeemer will have the mind of Christ reflected in their minds. Purity and the love of Christ will shine forth in their daily lives and characters, while meekness and truth will guide their way. Every fruitful branch is pruned that it may bring forth more fruit. Even fruitful branches may display too much foliage and appear what they really are not. The followers of Christ may be doing some work for the Master and yet not be doing half what they might do. He then prunes them because worldliness, self-indulgence, and pride are cropping out in their lives. Husbandmen clip off the surplus tendrils of the vines, thus making them more fruitful. These hindering causes must be removed and the defective outgrowth cut away to give room for the healing beams of the Son of Righteousness. Many misunderstand the object of which they were created. It was to bless humanity and glorify God rather than to enjoy and glorify self. God is constantly pruning his people, cutting off profuse spreading branches that they may bear fruit to his glory and not produce leaves only. God prunes us with sorrow, with disappointment and affliction, that the outgrowth of strong, perverse traits of character may be weakened and that the better traits may have a chance to develop. Idols must be given up. The conscience must become more tender. The meditations of the heart must be spiritual, and the entire character must become symmetrical. By abiding in Christ, we may have his sweetness, his fragrance, his light. He shines in our hearts. His light in our hearts shines forth from our faces. By beholding the beauty and the glory of Christ, we become changed into the same image.